This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, dead-end marriage. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. We all know a divorce ends a marriage, but how about when a divorce ends a marriage at the end of life? Ron and Roxy were married back in 1977. They had no children and nearly 30 years later decided to get divorced. It was actually Ron who marched down the aisle of a courtroom and filed first. Unfortunately, by this time, Roxy was seriously ill and in a hospital intensive care unit. 6 days after Ron filed, Roxy asked her lawyer to file for an emergency hearing to grant an immediate divorce. She didn't want Ron making health care decisions for her or inheriting her share of the marital property. And most of all, she wanted to be divorced before she died. One day later, the court awarded Roxy her divorce, and Ron appealed, arguing that the sudden entry of the divorce decree violated his rights to due process. Roxy died a few hours later, and the court turned down Ron's appeal, holding he had no constitutional right to remain married to Roxy. So it's a sad case, but it's finally over, and there's not much left to say except for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, until death did its part. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.